I gotta say something right now, dude.
We just started.
I have never had Four Loko really in any amount before. And this is how a woman feels when she's been roofied. Like, this is not a normal drunkenness.
You know why I'm glad, John, that you brought that up?
Tell. Dish.
I'm going to need you to take another sip.
You're going to need me to take another sip? Okay.
Live on the air.
You twisted my arm, sir. This is stunt Four Loko for those listening at home. We're actually...
It's real Four Loko.
No, we're drinking what's called a... Do you remember Boku? Do you remember the fruit juice Boku?
Oh, yeah. It's like Boku... I don't see your lips wet.
Oh, God.
Your lips don't look wet.
I did it.
I don't think you did it.
I chugged cough syrup to get high for the better part of 10 years.
You should probably take another sip.
I hate you.
On the air. All right, you definitely didn't take anything.
Screw you.
I take one more.
Did. I hate you.
Oh, I actually heard it swish into your mouth that time.
God.
All right, thank
God. How do you drink that?
Now I have the visual evidence.
How do you drink that?
Audio evidence or whatever. I don't know. I'm just degenerate.
Oh, it's so repugnant. God.
Yeah, but if you have like 1,000 more, you're going to think it tastes great. It's like an acquired taste.
I don't
taste.
Doubt it. Yeah, it's like baby's first beer.
Like oysters, John. It's like an acquired taste. You just have to have 1,000 first.
Never had oysters either.
Before you're like, wow, this is really, really good.
I've never tried to have sex with a woman circa 1972.
I want to slip
I've never done
these
the oysters bit.
All the time for like the next 10 years.
Oh, God, I kind of want to drink more. Like when I go home tonight.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Be my guest, yeah.
Oh, this is going to get
back
so
to
bad,
John. I couldn't hear it swish. Oh, no, there we go. Got it. All right, but see, I don't know if that swish was from the bottom of the bottle. From the bottom of the bottle, I do it for the love.
What is that hurting song?
Smile, empty soul. John, I don't know if the swish was from the bottom of the cup. Like, you could just be, like, bull-essing me.
Is this a bit where I have to drink the rest of your filthy Four Loko?
No, it's not. I just don't believe that you actually sipped it.
Oh, I did. It tastes better. I'll give you that.
Here's where I knew that you were bull-essing me.
Bull-ess? Okay.
When we were in the parking lot before
the show. All
right,
Howard Stern, continue.
In the parking lot before the show, and we were drinking alcohol out of my car, which, you know, as we're all wont to do.
Yeah, as functioning adults tend to do, just drinking in a parked car before having to do anything in life.
Yeah, and then you took a sip, and I couldn't hear anything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hear a swish of the bottle. It was still in the bottle then.
I'm sorry that I don't drink like a Foley, like a man who does sound effects for a movie.
Yeah, but...
Did you want me to circularly rub my tummy afterward?
I don't know what Axel Foley has to do with this,
there
but
you go.
I know that, like, when we got out of the car, like, 5 minutes later, you were like, I feel lightheaded. What is this?
Yeah.
What is this potion?
It, for the amount...
I was like, John, I'm sure you've never drank a Four Locos before.
Maybe it's a certain magic to a...
10 years ago, would it have the same effect if I said... John, I'm sure you've never had a hurricane before.
No, well, okay. 40s are their own brand of gross. Four Loko, like, I've heard of the drink for a long time. Mm. Like, I remember when it was killing kids.
Had caffeine. No. It was like two girls out of Colorado that both died.
Girls can't drink. That doesn't even count.
Died, I think, sequentially.
Uh-huh. It wasn't simultaneously? It wasn't literally together?
No, it was like one after the other, sequentially.
Okay.
I know what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck you. You're looking at me like, F ate that. Damn it. Shitty beans, F ate that too. You're looking at me like
stupid Burt Reynolds laugh.
You're a stupid person. I know that you meant to say the other word, but you said this word.
No, I go, it,
no, John, I know.
No. I know what I'm being talked down to.
I'm intelligent enough to know when you think that you're using your intelligence to talk me down. Or talk down.
It really wasn't that. It was more the full.
No, fuck you, John. F ate that.
F-8?
You fucking right. Shitty beans, asshole. F ate those.
That's a lot
both
of F ate there.
F ate both of those.
So much work for me. So much work for me in the very near future.
Yeah.
To edit this.
I feel like you're talking down to me right now, John.
Mm-mm. No, I'm
fucking asshole.
I'm not. I'm talking in a way that doesn't break fabe.
Right.
Break fabe. All right, this is
you
Papa's
Basement.
Okay, that's another F8. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa
Giorgio. No, it's not, you fucking asshole.
All right. F8?
You fucking piece of shit.
That's where this is going. Is that the Four Loko thing? Like, is that...
No, it's not, you fucking asshole. All
right.
John's a piece of shit. John, in real life, yeah. I know in the air he sounds good.
Yeah.
But in real life...
Where's this going?
He's a piece of fucking shit.
Oh.
And he can eat my dick.
Oh.
And he can lick my balls.
Oh.
And I'm so glad he didn't social medialize this, because fuck John and fuck him up a stupid fucking asshole. Fuck him. He can suck my asshole. He can suck my ass. John can fucking lick my dick. John can eat my ass. Fuck John. He can suck my dick hole. I want John's lips to be on the tip of my dick hole, and I want him to suck it, and I want him to suck it hard. Is there any chance, even if mm-hmm. we... Even if we, and by we, I mean you, because yeah. you're the one that has to...
you going to get it out there, pal?
Yeah, has to do all the editing.
Yeah.
Is there any chance this even still makes public access?
With
even,
enough with enough
even
beeps,
with the,
sure.
editing.
Exactly. With enough beeps, sure.
Cool. Suck Will- my fucking dick, oh. you fucking jack off. You fucking dick suck fuck. Dick, ass, fuck, shit, piece of shit, ass, dick, motherfuck, you can suck my ass, dick, and suck my dick in my ass, and then also suck my ass inside of my dick inside of my ass. Fuck you, John, and your stupid ass, dick, ass.
I feel we've crossed over to the place where we weren't doing that organically. Sure, one second.
Let's start the show.
All right, let's start the show. What was that Hurting's name again?
Start the show.
All right. Where the Avatar?
Fuck you and your stupid ass.
That's
dick,
a thing.
Ass, dick.
You
ass,
are saying
dick,
things.
Dick,
okay.
Ass.
All right. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll
ass,
play.
Dick.
I'll play what you want. All right. I found it.
Well, a very, very heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go to Terrace Tazen and look for the bit. They have the pit.
Are you having a heavy birtation tonight? I feel like you're birtating on me.
I can't believe you've never heard that before tonight.
That...
By heard, I mean seen, because there's actual visual evidence of it.
Serene Branson. Yeah, you mentioned this right on air, or right before we went
Yeah, right on air.
Air,
right before we
right
went
on air. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking
F and four. Oh, yeah,
God. I hope you're essaying your... Fascinating. Never mind.
Is there a reason people typically don't have liquor before going on air? All right. So Serene Branson was a reporter for what network in L.A.? Some network network affiliate.
I think it was a Barry Barrett Hair Tayson Heberbertation.
Well, a very, very heavy Heberbertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They have
so
the
now
pit.
Hearing
she
you
says
through the headphones.
Bit. Do you hear that at the end where she says the words
yeah,
the
she
bit?
Wants to go to...
Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They have the pit.
The bit.
She wants to go to the bit.
She wants yeah. to drink at the bit.
Yeah, she wants to go to the bit. She wants to order El Diablo burger. And she wants to hang out at the bit. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel when I do a show with you, it is a show for you. I'm fine with that. It keeps it fun to me.
Look. John, yeah. You don't have to be a fucking asshole about this whole thing.
Okay. All right, Senor Potty Mouth. All right. You don't have to work blue, Chris. You're better than that.
What's a couple of F8s, John? What's a couple of 15 to 20 to 45 to 75 minutes of editing? Fucking piece of shit.
Okay. All right.
Fucking piece of shit.
Let's do 5 minutes without swearing. And then we can come back to it. We can revisit that. How's that sound?
Yeah, then we can have a helping heap of shitty beans.
I feel the show has become so much dirtier with you as a part.
It's a clean show, John.
It's very clean. We've... I was
bear,
not...
Bear, Darrison, Hebby, Bear, Darrison...
The bit.
Habibertation without the pit, without the bit.
The bit. Can you explain that clip to the people that haven't heard it? Because
yes.
I was big on internet. I was big on the internet. Even I don't know that clip.
I don't know how you missed this, but in like 2011, there was like this footage that went wild on Twitter. I remember mm-hmm. this. I'm sorry. I'm going to throw up. Hang on. Give me a second.
Do you need to go to the crapper and barf?
No, we're good.
Okay.
I'll just throw up in here.
Like in your mouth?
No, like all over the console.
Oh, that's not good.
All right. You got to take another sip, by the way.
Oh, Brundle, Chris. You're going to barf on everything? You're gonna vomit drop?
No, I want to see the drops drop into your mouth this time. Oh, wow. Damn. Yeah, you got a good one. Yeah, you're not driving home.
Well, I am. That's the problem.
Well, that's the funny part.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kill John, if you guys haven't gathered yet.
But yeah.
No, in like 2011.
This is like the final concert for the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly.
The final concert. No, Bear Terrison, Darrison without the bat behind the bit. Mm-hmm. Was 2011, and I'm honestly, like, I remember when YouTube became a thing and blew up in like 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were first like, dude, you haven't heard of YouTube? But, like, this is, like, 4 years later.
For 1 second, can we pause and acknowledge there was a time in people's lives?
Yeah.
Where you had to introduce them to YouTube.
No. For me, it was, like, right after high – it was, like, a year or so after high school, and my friends were like, dude, you've never heard of YouTube?
Like, it was Kazaa or BearShare or
right,
Napster.
Exactly.
Like, it was this underground thing.
My friends were like, my introduction was, like – and this is what I thought of YouTube.
Okay.
It was like Jim Carrey pulling his glasses off on like the David Letterman show.
You're really struggling to hold down your vomit, aren't you?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, John.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, I will.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Okay, continue.
You fucking...
Continue.
I'll say it. Don't make me say it.
All right, I don't want you to. Back to Jimothy Carrey.
My first YouTube experience was people explaining to me like Jim Carrey on like the David Letterman show, and they were like, dude, you've never seen where Jim Carrey pulls off his glasses and he's like imitating David Caruso on CSN Miami? And I was like,
what again?
CSN Miami.
Yeah, continue.
What was so funny about that?
CSN, like the sports network.
Oh, fuck you, John. You can eat my fucking dick and balls and suck my Johnson, you fucking piece of cowardly shit. I'm sure I meant CSN. Fuck you. You know what I fucking meant, you fucking asshole.
So
CSI, you fucking...
So
asshole.
Much bleeping. So much bleeping.
You cunt fucking asshole.
Oh, dear. All right.
Keep laughing. Keep laughing at your own fucking demise, you fucking cunt. You fucking piece of shit.
All right, back to CSI.
You fucking know what I meant.
I did.
You fucking ass.
I did.
You literally fucking know what I meant.
I did.
You fucking literally fucking knew what I meant.
Continue.
Edit your fucking ass off after this, you fucking piece of shit.
All right.
CSI Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Not Comcast Sportsnet.
No, not so much that.
Fucking asshole. You ass, tits, piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Okay.
You. No, and that was the first video I was showing on YouTube. It was...
What did he do? He just pulled off his glasses and did a Caruso.
Here's what he
special?
Did, John. He pulled his fucking dick
okay.
off. And he shoved it up his fucking ass.
That is graphic?
No, he pulled his glasses off and he was like imitating David Caruso. And
that's like something Dalsim could do.
The next video, I think people should look this up on YouTube. It was like, I guess you would look it up as Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Can you look it up, John, right now on the show?
Sure.
I don't know if you can rip it.
I can't rip it live so much now, but.
Be too lazy piece of shit to do that.
That is also the case, yes.
Please F8 that.
I will. All right, so while I'm looking things up, maybe we can not do the... The F8 bit
right.
so much.
Somebody's got a lot of work to do after this show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cheez-Its, YouTube?
Cheez-Its? Yeah. David Blaine Cheez-Its. That's what it was.
Okay.
David Blaine Cheez-Its. Can you play this over the air? And by air, I mean this fake internet radio show that you do?
Mm-hmm.
For like 10 years? Fake fucking asshole piece of shit.
I didn't even...
F8 that, please.
I didn't get a chance
please
to.
Please F8 that.
All right, hold on.
Just so that you can go ahead and edit it out afterwards. Next.
Okay. We're going to do David Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
Starting right now. It's a 5-minute video. Is there any place I should skip to or just the whole 5 minutes?
Just play it through.
Okay. There's a guy that looked like David Blaine, but isn't David Blaine.
Hey. Hey, fellas. Hey.
Hey. No, David Blaine, no. No.
I'm taping a street magic special. Mm-hmm. You want to see some magic?
No, you made fools out of us last time. No, thank you.
Look, so this guy been shopping all day. We just want to go into my apartment and relax.
Can you pause it?
Sure.
So every time this guy like says something like potent, he like stares into the camera with his gigantic eyeballs, like David Blaine might do.
Yeah, okay.
All right, continue.
All right. 8.5 million views.
Yeah,
we'll continue.
So bye-bye.
Where'd you go shopping?
We went to an outlet store, okay? You wouldn't have heard of
it. It's not trendy yet. Nobody knows about it.
I just want to say those are very affected gay men right there.
F8 that, please.
I don't think they're actually gay.
F8 that, please. Some of us have jobs to worry about.
I've F8ed both. I'm not calling them gay in a disparaging way.
I didn't see you F8 it.
Should I call them, like, homosexual Americans?
Is this like when we were sharing that UCP tweet earlier, and it said, come eat pizza and watch African-American performers?
God. Do we want to let do we want to make the hard turn into that? I think we should.
No, we don't. Let's just keep playing the game.
What'd you buy?
We're just doing.
I bought a green sweater. If you want to know.
F8 that.
I bought a green sweater.
Interesting. Are you sure you didn't buy a teddy bear?
Yes, I'm sure I didn't.
Yeah.
Teddy bear. What the F? How did he get it? Where's my?
And he's turned to the camera.
What the F?
What the F?
Just that weird stare at the camera. No, I loved it. That was like legitimately like the first YouTube video series that I fell in love with.
Oh, there's a bunch of fake David Blaines.
Are you scratching your beard?
Are you texting?
What is that noise?
I don't know. Like me scratching my mustache?
Ew, dude.
What? It gets itchy. You have facial hair. Don't whore me like that. You're not like clean-shaven Pete.
Do it again. Oh, it sounds like you're brushing your teeth.
Does it sound like a fly scraping its legs?
Oh, God.
Little insect hairs.
Oh, I wish you were dead right now. Oh, that's so bad. I would actually take your morbid death and all the depression that comes with it, knowing that I was that close to, like, tapping into something great, but just barely missed it, knowing that I would never have to hear you scratch your beard into the microphone.
So wait, rather than gamble on all of us getting big together,
right?
You would choose not having to hear...
Oh, God, somebody please strike this guy dead.
Oh, so please. This is my
please
weapon.
Please smite him. Please smite him.
I'm going to double finger it. Each side of my mustache, one index finger.
F8 double fingering, that's gross. Oh, God, stop it.
Okay, all right. Oh, your face is turning really red, which means you're telling the truth.
I feel disgusting.
Okay.
All right, you have to, as punishment, you have to take another drink of that.
Yeah, okay, you twisted my arm. Yeah. There's nothing left. This is empty.
No, you emptied it.
It's empty. That was 100% empty.
No, it's... I'm going to see the last drop drip down
your
empty.
Face.
One more drop. No. Did you close it?
If you did, you nubber.
Finally, the truth comes out.
You did.
There. No, John.
I drank the last couple of drops of something that tastes grosser than cough syrup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So John's a fucking asshole. Mm. That, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've definitely taken the show in a different direction.
Oh, have I, John?
You have, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
You've doubled our listenership. Will you be tweeting us to all of your media outlet friends?
Yeah. Let me just tweet Dan Steinberg. I'm sure
literally, you effing plucked the name out of my mind. Why don't you tweet this?
Oh, you meant fucking.
Yeah. Okay. We have a lot of actual topics to talk, do you want to just...
Yeah, but can you just play the Serene Branson thing one more time? That's so fucking funny. F8 that too, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got so much bleeping to have.
Well, a very, very heavy
flirtation
tonight.
Berries.
We had a very dare.
Very dare.
Sherry's fucking berries heavy flirtation.
F8
that too, by the way. Sorry. Can you play it one more time?
Sure. I give my friends what they need, man.
Well, a very, very heavy flirtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrace Tays in the
head. Sherry's fucking berries. All right, can you F8 that too?
Yeah.
All right, play it one more time.
Okay. I'll do that.
Well, a very, very heavy
flirtation berries. Fuck
tonight.
Yourself, you
we
go.
We had a very
fucking Sherry's fucking
bite.
Berries.
Let's go hit Terrace Tays in the head.
I did. I did. You don't have to ask.
All right, play it one more time.
Sure.
Last time, I swear.
Sure.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy vibration tonight. We had a very,
go
very...
Go fuck yourself, you Sherry's fucking...
Let's
I'm
go
sorry,
ahead. Terry's chasing those for the bit.
I have hated it, but so do you want to hear it again?
All right, yeah, I definitely.
Okay. Like one more time, though. Just one.
The last time.
This is the last, yeah.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy vibration tonight. Darius. We had a very Darrison bite. Right, let's go ahead. Terry's chasing those for the bit.
But do you need to hear it again?
Just the, I swear, the final time.
Okay.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy vibration tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead. Terry's chasing those for the bit. They had the pit.
I feel like you weren't listening that time. Do you want to hear it another time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. One more time.
Okay.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy vibration tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead. Terry's chasing those for the bit. They had the pit.
Yep. Sounds like a normal report.
Yeah. You know what I like about that bit, by the way? I love seeing a beautiful blonde woman who has literally never encountered hardship in her life before, not like in an actual way, have the actual look of terror on her face.
But you can see, like, her mouth quivers, and you can almost hear the quiver in her voice at some point.
But she's stroking out, so you can't.
Kind of like your voice quivered that one time when you realized that you had to edit.
Yeah, when you
the
broke
the 70th
me.
Time.
Yeah.
Into an episode, and you were like,
When you Rocky IV broke me.
I think it was the last episode about 3 weeks ago,
it's, John. We've been on that.
And you were like... And I was like, fucking shitty beans. And you were like,
By the 100th one, yeah.
But please F8 that.
Thank I you. Did. I F8ed both. There was an F and an S in there.
It was like a very almost inaudible tone.
Uh-huh.
But it was noticeable.
I sounded like Mr. Ed warming up to say something.
Did you go back and listen to it? Because I know you don't listen to your shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did when I had to edit everything.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm just here to help, John. I'm just here to help you listen to your own show and see how it feels.
You're the help. You're the help. How about
see
you
how it feels, John.
Don't put any ingredients in that pie that I wouldn't approve of.
Right. You.
I've never seen the help. I just know there's a poo pie scene. Have you seen the help?
All right. Play Darrison one more time.
I didn't want to go out having only played it 9 times.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy vibration tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead.
I can't keep fucking playing around with you like this. And just
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my attention deficit disorder. Anytime you're trying to steer the ship, as it were, I'm grabbing the wheel from your hands like a bad first mate. And I'm steering us toward that Titanic iceberg.
How about this?
Okay, compromise.
You shut the fuck up.
Okay, I can do that.
And you just let me steer the ship.
Okay. I F-8ed that because the idea was so repugnant to me, but continue.
I'm sorry, I forgot what it was. What's going on again?
Okay, you're in a radio studio.
Am I steering the ship? Or
you're recording a show with
me. Who's steering the ship?
Apparently, you are the captain. You are like that Somali pirate. You're pointing at your eye. You're like, hey, I am the captain now.
All right, we don't have a lot of time to play around, John.
So not so much.
Can you stop messing around?
A mere 30 minutes.
Just take this seriously if you could.
I'd like to, man. I'd like to. I am just a bit of a destructive court jester when it comes to this stuff.
All right, so what about the black dildo? We missed that story, huh?
We did.
Can we take a break to go to the bathroom?
We do have to urinate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can pause recordings. Do you want to?
F8 before you said that. Okay. We'll just go, and then we'll come back. Find out which...
And we're unpaused. We're back.
Yeah.
That was a delightful urination. I'm glad we had a talk in the bathroom.
Can you stop addressing the urination? We went to pause without actually going. So.
Well, I'd like to think I talked you down and you're going to try to keep it clean on air so that we can actually have like a show that's going.
Yeah,
and
sure. Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to waste my time having to censor this all the time.
Right.
Okay. Did we clear the air there?
Yeah. All right, we're all good, buddy.
All right, man. Because I feel we have a lot of like legit show to get to.
Right. So let's talk about Serena. Let's talk about.
All right.
Let's talk about.
The brow. Yeah.
Let's talk about Serena Branson again for the 30th time.
Mm-hmm.
No, what about the black dildo, though? We kind of missed that story when we were in New York. In fact, I would say a lot of stories were missed while we were in New York.
While
like
we
the
took
story
our
where you
hiatus.
Made me go to New York for no reason without anybody except for...
Okay, we can do this on air. We can sort this out on air. So, I haven't listened to the shows in a bit. Did we let people know? We did, that we were doing 4 weeks at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Manhattan.
Yeah, we told you guys on the Improv Cast.
The Improv Cast, yeah. I see what you did there. We haven't done an Improv Cast yet. You threw that in my face.
Yeah, John's been really depressed lately. So
I have.
He hasn't been able to be productive.
I have. I've been battling some demons, sir. Yeah. So we've been going for 4 weeks. We just completed our 101 at the Upright Citizens Brigade, the famous home of what?
Amy Poehler.
Some of us. Yeah. Not everyone.
By some of us, I mean all of us but one of us.
No, two of us. It was a 60% graduation rate on our team of five.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Forgot about Just Waz.
Just Waz. Just Waz also by
week. It was two episodes ago because it was only a month and a half ago, obviously.
Just Waz tapped out. And, yeah, for the time being, it looks like Pete might have not made it through the 101 as well.
But, yeah, but we're trying to pawn that off on his PTSD, right?
To be fair...
Okay. Maybe that was like a coarse way of saying that.
To be fair, I don't...
He does have PTSD, is what you're saying.
He does have certain anxiety issues, and I do think he... we went up for week four. We were doing a four-week class.
Hey, look, man, I've got Trump PTSD. I totally understand what it means to have served in Iraq.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, basically.
Tomato, tomato, yeah. Actually being in the sandbox for 2 years versus...
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, like, on the... cusp of Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Look, I want people to memorialize me because I had to deal with Trump. Pete, fuck you, man.
F8.
I hate that, please. Thank you.
Thanks for... I have to edit. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for coming on my show and turning it into a filthy sewer.
It's disgusting that you said coming on the air like that. Please, F8 that.
Okay. I'm going to pretend that you spelled that C-O-M-I-N-G, so I'm not going to F8 that.
Okay, John. All right. Problem.
Yeah, so we made it through, you, me, and Cindy Creelman.
Mm-hmm.
We made it through our 4 weeks of UCB, of Upright Citizens Brigade 101 Improv. And we can now put that, I guess, on our... Do you have a comedy resume? Like, no joke, do you have a comedy resume that I don't know what you do with it? Send it to Comedy Jobs?
I, like, barely have a normal resume, so no. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you?
I don't really.
Is that something I should have?
I have like
one. I feel
one
like
that,
you're just like telling me like right before like the or right after like the deadline for me to like transfer rooms at Virginia Tech that I should have like put in my transfer room application like a month and a half ago.
I have like a crappy resume that I have thrown together for the purpose of potentially getting writing jobs. I've never
potentially
hon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to think if I ever put together a comedy resume, the fact that we did the UCB, the home of Horatio Sands, and that guy that you know from The Hangover and tons of other movies, Ian something maybe, and Amy Poehler and Donald Glover, all those guys. So many have come through UCB.
Mm-hmm.
God, they love to emphasize that when they take your money. I'd like to think I'd put UCB on the resume.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a strong case in the opposite direction. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I what?
Why wouldn't you put that on your resume? Your writing resume.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot where I was for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, what are you saying? No, I'm just kidding, of course.
Yeah,
of
course. You're all together.
Yeah, I'm totally all together. Everything's
going great in your life.
Yeah. No, I'm totally not really depressed like John. But
I took a lot of naps this afternoon after taking my mom to CeCe, so now I'm happy. That's how you fix depression. That's in the DSM-5.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You want to say something I have to F8? You want to go back to that?
No, I just want to go to bed.
Okay, we can leave. We've got 25 minutes to kill.
John, let's go to bed.
Okay, let's go to bed. Do you want to wrap up the show? We can go to bed. I can just play the outro music, and then we can double up on the episode, and I'll turn it in. We'll call it a day. Does that sound good to you? Oh, you're getting sleepy.
All right.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, he's waking up. That's lovely. Oh, I got a co-host again. Yay! Mm-hmm. Now he's tilting his head back, and I don't think I have... hold on.
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy birtation
tonight. I love
tonight.
This video. I love this video. Yeah. So
oh, you're back with me.
But let's go to Terrace Tate.
This is a great video. Have you ever seen this before?
I did earlier today when he showed it to me.
Yeah, this is a great video. You should watch it sometime.
I did. All 20 right, minutes ago.
Let's watch it. My headphones aren't on right or something.
They're falling, yeah, because you moved them. You moved them off your ears, and then you said they're not on my ears right.
Who moved them?
You. It was you. All right, I'm going to play this again. This is going to be like how you get back to reality.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
I think Chris is asleep. I think I actually heard a bit of a pig snort from Chris. I think he's asleep. Chris, you with me, buddy? All right, I think Chris is out. I think Chris is actually out cold.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
That didn't bring him back so much. That's all I had in my repertoire to wake up Chris. I got one more. If he doesn't come back with this one, I think we're going to have to call it a show, folks. I don't like performing without a co-host. I think they bring so much to the table. I think the entire show is interaction. So let's cross our fingers. Like when Tinkerbell's in the audience and you have to clap to show you believe in her, let's do that. Let's cross our fingers. Chris, come on back to us, man.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the pit. Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison.
Have you seen this video before?
Bite. I have. I watched about 20 minutes ago with you, pal. How you doing?
Yeah, it's really funny. Yeah, can you play that again?
Sure, yeah.
It's such a funny video.
It is.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
The pit.
Yeah, behind the pit. Oh, have you seen this before?
I have.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's really funny.
Some guy showed it to me like 30 minutes ago. The pit.
It's a really funny movie.
I like it. You like that movie?
Yeah. It's
YouTube has all the movies.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Oh, God.
Have you seen the movie before?
I have. I saw that movie before with the pretty blonde lady who does the news on my TV.
Yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch it. It's in YouTube.
With all
so the black dildo. Have you seen
Yeah,
that?
Back to the black dildo. I want you to take point on the black dildo. You brought this news story to my attention as a sports guy.
All right, so, yeah, the black dildo is like the story about like this.
You sound like a kid giving a book report right now.
Yeah, the picture is like with the black dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And he like shows it off to everybody in the class or whatever. And I don't know, it's just like.
Is it a really good movie, though, on YouTube? Oh, hold on. Chris is fading. I've got one last-ditch maneuver to pull off to see if he'll come back to us.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the pit.
Have you seen this video before?
I have. I saw it not too long ago for the first time. I was really impressed by it.
Maybe so fucking funny.
It is. F8. Okay, so how about, buddy, you were talking about the Mets, and the Mets pitcher had a certain object in his locker,
and you wanted
to tell that story on air coherently.
Oh, yeah, Matt Harvey, the Mets, he told this bit about...
He told a bit?
Yeah, he told this bit about the Matt Harvey of the Mets told this bit about this... All right, let me just. Let me just reset.
Okay, I'm gonna play your. I'm gonna let you listen to your mantra.
No, I got. Okay. Stop.
Okay.
I got it.
Well, a very, very heavy debutation tonight.
I remember what
we
I was
had
saying.
A
okay,
very
all right, good, good, good.
Matt Harvey,
pitcher for the Mets, right?
Pitcher for the Mets,
yeah.
was telling us a bit about the end of the game happened,
mm-hmm.
and this other pitcher on the Mets, not named Matt Harvey.
Mm-hmm. You're almost there, pal.
He like won the game or something.
Okay.
And then they tweeted the story of the black dildo was in his locker behind him, and they tweeted it out from the Mets account. They tweeted out.
So the Mets Twitter account
tweeted it out from the Mets account, and people were like, "Hey, is that a black dildo?" And then everybody was like, "That is a black dildo." And then like,
you're almost there.
And Matt Harvey at some point was like, no, that wasn't. I didn't put that black dildo there. And then he got.
Oh, okay.
He got.
Oh, he's back. Okay.
He got suspended.
He got suspended because there's.
I'm pretty sure because of the black dildo, but I didn't really follow up.
There's a picture of him with a black dildo in his locker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think he was suspended because they don't really think he was using that for pleasure in any capacity, and it was just there as a joke object? Because plenty of black dildos are sold, man. Those items are sold because they sell.
Yeah, I think so.
Do I need to do a little something to wake you up?
I think so.
Oh, he's nodding off. I'm going to play this clip. I heard it earlier today. Someone introduced me to this YouTube clip. It's a reporter in Los Angeles potentially having a stroke on air from 2011.
Potentially.
And Chris seems to have taken a shine to it, so every time I play it, it kind of wakes him up out of his Four Loko stupor. We're going to cross our fingers, and we're going to see if it works again.
Well, a very, very heavy debutation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrison for the bit. They had the pit.
Didn't. I'm going to have to play it again. Again, fingers crossed. If you're listening at home right now, cross your fingers, because I don't know if this is going to be the one that snaps Chris out of it, and I do want to do the rest of the show with him.
Well, a very, very heavy debutation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrison for the bit. They had the pit.
Come on. You with me? Okay, I can only do it one more time. Then we have to call it as a show. At that point, I know you're out cold.
Well, a very, very heavy debutation tonight. We
Come
had
on,
a
Bertation.
Very Darrison
bit pit.
Let's go to Terrison for the bit. They had the pit.
The pit. Oh. Okay. All right, folks. He's out cold at this point. I think we've lost Chris. Chris, you still with me? Bit pit. Bertations. Chris is out cold, folks. All right. I guess we're going to have to wrap this show up a little early.
Hey, did we talk about the thing?
Oh, you're back. You're back, buddy.
Are we talking about Krillman?
Oh, sure. She's someone not even
in
the video.
We gotta talk about Krillman for relief.
Sure, you can talk about Cindy Krillman, our classmate up at UCB. We know her from improv.
I don't want to fucking...
Whoa.
I don't want to drive with her to New York anymore.
We don't... Well... Don't worry. I didn't know that was how you felt about the matter.
You kind of fucked me.
How did I F you, sir?
No, I said you fucked me.
Oh. That's what F is shorthand
for. I said
for.
You fucked me.
Oh. All right. I'm going to have to edit a lot after the show.
You fucked me.
Uh-huh. Moving past that, what did you want to say?
I said you fucked me.
Okay. You said that. You said that a lot.
You fucked me, John.
All right.
You fucked me.
Okay.
You fucked me.
Can we move past that to what you...
John, you fucked me.
Oh. So you're unhappy with me? You there, buddy? Can you elaborate? I sense that you're coming from a place of anger. I'd like to work on that if you want to work on it with me.
I don't want to work. You fuck me.
Okay.
Don't fuck me.
All right. That's a lot of F.
Don't fuck me, John.
Okay.
You fuck me.
All right.
Fuck me.
You want to come back to us?
John, you fuck me.
Oh.
Fuck me.
You know, without context, this sounds like...
You fuck me.
All right. That's...
You fuck me.
All right, buddy. We need to get some hot coffee in you, maybe.
You fuck me.
All right.
Fuck me.
All right. I'm going to do... I got a Hail Mary gamble. Something that'll maybe get you back to the land of the living with us. Do a little recording.
Hey, did you play the bit that we talked about yet?
No, I was saving it for a first-time play. You ready?
Yeah, can you play?
Sure. You ready?
Well, a very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrace Chase and those for the head of the pit.
You like
have
that,
you
buddy?
Seen this before?
I did. I watched it earlier. It was great.
Dude, I feel like...
It was so good.
I feel like you're mocking me.
No, do you remember when I played it for you the first time earlier tonight?
No.
And you fell in love with the clip?
It sounds...
All right. One more time. One more time, and then you're going to...
Yeah, play it. Yeah, just play it one more time.
Well, a very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrace Chase and push for the
bit. You like that Barrison?
What's wrong with her?
Barrison bit pit?
Oh, yeah, no. She's like stupid.
She is. She's so dumb she can't speak properly.
She can't speak properly.
She got where
she's
she...
so dumb she can't speak properly.
I know. She's just a blonde who got her job because of that. Like Britt McHenry.
That's not nice, John.
I know.
I like Britt McHenry.
I like her too. She's very easy on the eyes.
You're a bad person, John.
I am. I'm sorry that I do these things to you, man.
You're a bad person because, like I like Britt McHenry. Henry?
Uh-huh. Brick Henry.
Brick Henry.
Yeah.
Brick Henry.
Yeah, like Kendrick Lamar. Brick Henry.
I like Brick Henry.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like she's... I don't know. Like, she just had, like, a lot of, like, people hating on her. And she... To me, she seems like she has, like, a good head on her shoulder. Shoulders.
You got it.
And a good hand on her shoulders. So, I don't know. Like, I'm a big fan of Britt McHenry.
Britt McHenry, for those that don't know, was a D.C. area sports anchor who was at ESPN
still
for a couple
is,
years.
Still is. Still is. D.C.-based McHenry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She still is. She's working back here now. I thought she left the area for ESPN. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I did a thing on. If anybody wants to go out and find on Google, they can
Google
too. Just type in. Type in Britt McHenry, Kreisling-Bach,
affair,
and then they can just I don't know like. Whatever they want to do, like read the story or something.
Did you have a thing with her?
No. I'm just like a fan of good. Shut up, John.
Okay.
I'm just a fan of good reporting because, like, especially in like the land of like fake news or whatever, like it's like I don't know. It's like things could be like a lot worse or better or something, you know.
I do. I actually have a recording of
you
Britt's...
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Heart
do you
to
know
heart,
what I'm
I do.
Saying?
Yeah. I have a recording of Britt's first time on air for ESPN, if you wanted to hear it. I was able to pull that audio
yeah,
while you were talking.
Ahead. Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
All right, here it is.
Well, a very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a
that's
very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They had the
hang
pit.
On, my mom's
bit
calling.
Pit.
Hang on.
Okay, what is your mom... You can put her on air. Just talk.
Hey, Ma. Hey. Hey. I'm recording my show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. No, it's okay, Ma. I love you.
I love you, too. Mm-hmm.
Wait, who's Boo Boo?
I love
the one without the eyes.
Boo Boo's eyes are asleep. Get it right.
I didn't say that. John said that.
That's ugly.
I didn't say that. John said that.
It's not nice.
John, can you hear that?
Oh, I can. I'm sorry, Miss Lingbach.
Hang on, hang on. I gotta get my mom on the air. Hang on.
No.
Hi. I can hear you. Hello.
Wait, did you get Boo Boo? Get the blind dog on there. Can you hear this, John? John, can you
I can hear.
This?
Why don't you say hi to Boo Boo on air, sir?
Hi, Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Hi, Boo Boo.
What's up, Boo Boo?
Hi, Boo Boo.
Hi, Boo Boo.
Oh, oh my God! F ate that.
Where are we? You got your mouth, sir.
F ate that. F ate that, John.
I did.
John, F ate that.
It's all
Ma,
good.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I'm so proud of you. Except
I accidentally hung up on my mom.
Oh, oh no! Well, we actually do have to call today.
All right, here, call her back. Hang on.
Okay. All right.
We're getting in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble with my mom. I think it's calling.
It is.
Hello.
Hola, senora.
Oh, God. Hey, Ma. You said you were going to bitch slap me or something? F ate that.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, I love you, and I love Boo Boo, our blind dog.
Chris?
Yeah.
Not nice.
All right, here you go.
I have to
go.
Chris, it's not nice. You don't.
I think I just accidentally hung up on my mom.
You're real butterfingers there.
Yeah, I'm just not very good at that.
All right, well, that we're coming up on the end. We actually have to.
Dude, we got a lot of topics to talk about because like we haven't like done a show in like 3 weeks.
I know, but it's 9:55, so we actually have to wrap up the show.
So we still have to talk about the Vietnamese soup maker?
Literally everything, yeah. But it's okay.
Is it more about the school protecting its ass? Or is that just how the teacher really thinks? We must surely review class. John's girlfriend having a new boyfriend?
Yeah, that is...
That sound familiar to you?
Oh, all too familiar. Ex-girlfriend.
Monday's trending topics. What does that mean to you?
Probably the Monday a couple weeks ago.
Hang on, can you extend the music? My mom's calling back.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Right, she's not saying anything. She's not saying anything. And Spirit Airlines flight.
Okay.
Does that
so
mean,
we covered
does
it
everything.
Mean
anything to you?
You came back from Mexico via Spirit Airlines, but we'll get to that another episode.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking terrible.
F8.
That is fucking
F8 again.
Really bad.
Okay. Well, folks, that was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, your host. InPapa'sBasement.com is the website. Go there. Every episode we've ever done, you can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on iTunes at Papa's Basement. At Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
Hey, when do we start the show?
We're getting warmed up right now, pal. If you want to get a hold of Chris Lingbach on Twitter, why wouldn't you? He's got a sparkling personality.
We're going to talk about... the black dildo.
Uh-huh.
And
Spirit Airlines.
Spirit yeah. Airlines flight. I'm looking at my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnamese soup maker.
Soups. Vietnamese soup.
Vietnamese soup maker.
Yeah, and we'll get to all that. But if you want to tweet Chris Lingbach before the show's recorded, at Chris Lingbach, LingeBach.
Tweet me now.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet me here, tweet me there, tweet me everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I check it sometimes, and I don't know. It's like, whatever.
All right, till the next one. For Bobo, we're out of here.
Well, let's start now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Starter.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.